بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. برنامه میدان برنامه بسیار زیبا و پرمغزی بود. لازمه به همه شما جوانان عزیز تبریک بگم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. October 5th, 2013 Supreme Leader's speech in a meeting with the Army cadets. The following is the full text of the speech delivered on October 5th, 2013 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution, at the graduation ceremony of Army cadets held in Shahidat Sattari University. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. The program that was performed in the arena was very beautiful and meaningful. I deem it necessary to congratulate all of you dear youth, including the graduates who attained their ranks today and who officially became members of the glorified Islamic Republic of Iran Army, and the young students who received their epaulets and started to take the path towards preparedness and achieving the values of the armed forces of the Islamic Republic. I hope that Allah the Exalted will bestow His mercy, blessings, and guidance on all of you, and ordain your lives and your fate the way He approves. The glorious memories of the Islamic Republic of Iran Army and the Air Force of the Islamic Republic of Iran Army in particular, who has hosted this ceremony today, cannot be erased from the history of our country. There were certain martyrs and self-sacrificing individuals who achieved transcendence and who left us, but their path, which is the path of glorious jihad in the way of achieving the ideals of Islam and the Holy Quran and protecting our dear country, Iran, still continues to be taken. The spirit of our pilots during the sacred defense era was one of the phenomena which was unique or which had very few equals in the history of the armed forces throughout the world. Each of the officers in the Air Force, whether our brave and skillful pilots or our officers in charge of technical affairs, played their part and managed to produce glorious results during the 8-year sacred defense era. The memory of a pilot like Shahid Babai and a dignified technical expert like Shahid Sattari will not be erased from the mind of the Iranian nation. During a difficult era when they were put to a demanding test, the Islamic Republic of Iran Army and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps managed to show such strength of character and establish such an identity that undoubtedly we cannot see any equal, or we only see few equals for that in our pasts. Our dear youth should appreciate the value of this. You who are my dear children should know that we are proud of our brave armed forces. You too should feel proud of being present in our sacred, brave, selfless, and well-known armed forces. Without intending to threaten anyone, we consider the power and strength of our armed forces to be the most important factor in preserving the security of the Iranian nation and the Islamic Republic of Iran in international affairs. We are not threatening anybody, but we think it is necessary for the people of Iran and our dear country to feel safe in the shade of the solid wall of the armed forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran, including the army, the besieged forces, and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the police force. Therefore, we think it is the responsibility of all officials to make efforts on the path of the authority and power of the armed forces. They should put the issue of strengthening the armed forces on their agenda. We hear the repeated and disgusting threats of the enemies of the Iranian nation. Our response to any wickedness and malevolence against the Iranian nation will be a serious and strong response. All those who have gotten used to threatening the Iranian nation should know this and should be aware of this. The Iranian nation is a nation which has shown its steadfastness in defending its ideals and safeguarding its interests, as it has shown its prosperity for moral health, peace, and coexistence with Muslim brothers and all people throughout the world. These two things are parallel to each other. I should add that we support the diplomatic dynamism of the administration, as well as the preparedness of the Iranian nation in the arenas of economy, domestic security, strengthening the Islamic Republic from within, national unity, and military strength. We attach significance to the diplomatic dynamism and efforts of the administration on the issue of the recent trip and other issues. We support what our administration does and its diplomatic efforts and dynamism in this arena. Of course, in our opinion, some of the things that happened in New York were not appropriate, but we are optimistic about the diplomatic team of our dear nation and about our diligent administration. However, we are pessimistic about the Americans. We do not at all trust them. We regard the government of the United States as an untrustworthy government. It is an arrogant, unreasonable, and untrustworthy government which is completely under the influence of the International Zionist Network. The Americans have to compromise with the usurping and fake Zionist regime which has occupied Palestine for the sake of safeguarding the illegitimate interests of the International Zionist Network. They have to show leniency towards the regime, and they call it safeguarding the interests of America. This is why the national interests of America do not match what they do to support this fake regime. The government of the United States of America blackmails the entire world, but it is blackmailed by the fake Zionist regime. We see such facts, and therefore, we do not trust the government of America. We trust our own officials, and we are optimistic about them. We want them to take firm and careful steps by considering everything. They should not forget about national interests, even for a single moment. What is important for the Islamic Republic is strengthening the Islamic Republic and the nation from within. What is important is the thing which has managed to protect this country since the first day until today, preserving national unity and paying attention to national dignity and the lofty ideals of the Islamic Republic. The Iranian nation is a dignified nation. The revolution gave dignity back to the Iranian nation. The time when an American sergeant dared to slap an Iranian colonel across the face on Iranian soil is gone. The day when the officials of our dear country had to compromise with the greedy enemies is gone. The Islamic Republic made the Iranian nation dignified. This dignity prevails, and it will increase on a daily basis. From now on, the responsibility of all officials and all the people of Iran is to preserve and defend this dignity. A nation can remain glorious and make progress with its original identity and with its dignity. The responsibility of the armed forces in this regard is to remain prepared and protect themselves with the spirit of defending ideals and the people who have trusted and relied on them. The Islamic Republic of Iran Army, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the besieged forces, the police force, and all those who are involved in armed forces should consider it their responsibility to act like a solid wall in the face of the plots and malevolence of the enemies against the Iranian nation. This requires your preparedness. You are young, you are full of energy, and you benefit from sincerity and purity. You can prepare and build yourselves for the future of the country, and Allah the Exalted will be your supporter. I ask Allah the Exalted to raise the position of our dear martyrs and our magnanimous Imam. I ask Allah the Exalted to bestow success on you, dear youth, during your service and throughout your lives. Greetings be upon you, and Allah's mercy and blessings.